prohibition is far more dangerous, and its negative consequences are far more dangerous than any consumption of marijuana itself. To my fellow Republican moms, I would have this to say. For too long, we have allowed the government to parent our children. And when we think about the things that are most important to our kids, whether it's our crumbling public schools or unsafe roads that are riddled with potholes, soldiers that are getting killed right now in Iraq because they lack the proper support in their armored vehicles, we need to know that it is this failed marijuana prohibition experiment that is taking billions of dollars away from those other far more important priorities every year. We need to have priority-based budgeting, and based on science and based on public policy and based on our law enforcement priorities, marijuana prohibition doesn't make sense. Having worked in an inner-city jail and seeing that the vast majority of people there are there because of drug-related offenses, we need to reprioritize. We need to take another look and say, is jail the best place for these people? While it may be true that the 850,000 Americans who are put into our criminal justice system because of marijuana use may not end up in our prisons, the fact remains that those people, whether they receive a citation or a 20-year prison sentence, are taking our focus away from fighting far more serious drug epidemics, including prescription drugs. As a mother, my biggest concern is not that my kids will smoke a joint at 16, but that they will find OxyContin or Vicodin in some parent's medicine cabinet. My relationship with my children is all about honesty and self-respect. I hope my children never abuse their bodies and that they treat themselves with the respect that they deserve. And this much is true. Prohibition of marijuana will not stop my children from using it. And my primary concern is not that they reach a certain age when they start using drugs, but that whenever they decide to use drugs, whether it be caffeine or alcohol or cigarettes, marijuana or whatever else, that they know that they can come to me and that they continue to treat themselves with respect and honesty that they deserve. I don't want police officers knocking on my door telling me how to parent. It doesn't work. It doesn't stop a single kid in this country from trying illegal drugs. Well, in this two-party system that we have, being a libertarian makes it much more difficult to have a venue or a vehicle for the policy changes you support. And I also feel a loyalty to the party that I grew up in. Our political ideology and our political party is such an important part of who we are. And when I think about my children's future, I want them to have the most opportunity, the most freedom, and the best understanding of individual rights and responsibilities. And if I can do my part to get my political party to come back to its roots, then I believe I've provided the best opportunity for my children. Is the Republican Party perfect? Far from it. But out of the options that we've got today, it's the best thing I think I've got going for my family. Right now, we face a crisis of epic proportions when it comes to our economy and the inflation that we are going to see over the next several years. So my focus is on changing current policies that needlessly or unproductively drain our public coffers at a time when we need more money than ever to fight for our other priorities. So my focus is on marijuana, and I think we should have a conversation about heroin or meth. But that's for another day. Right now, we have an opportunity to end a failed 7-decade experiment of prohibition against marijuana. And we should do it because it's the right thing to do, it's the moral thing to do, and it's ultimately the best thing to do for our children. We need to treat drug addiction as an addiction, as a health problem. And having worked in a jail and seeing so many addicts behind bars, we know, or I know from that personal experience, that putting these people behind bars doesn't do anything to help them end their addictions. our stigma in this country with marijuana use is far out of touch with reality. Shouldn't we allow or encourage people like Michael Phelps or linebackers in the NFL who are suffering injuries or even the stress of such a rigorous lifestyle? Shouldn't we encourage them to use organic substances that are far less harmful than alcohol or any sort of pharmaceutical alternative? We should be encouraging that, and we should end the stigma. And that being said, I'm often tagged as this pothead, and I think my role in all of this is to say, look, this isn't about pot to me. I don't care about pot. If I never imbibe any marijuana in any form again, I will live a happy and fulfilled life. This is about my kids. This is about the priorities that we should have as a country. And this is about teaching our government to admit when it's made a mistake and moving on.